Jason McCourty, cornerback, St. Joseph Montvale High School. When I first got here to Nashville, Coach Fisher called me J-Mac, and I guess whenever I got drafted, whenever you talk about the draftees, he referred to me as J-Mac. So ever since then in Nashville, I've always been J-Mac. Back home, people didn't call me J-Mac as much, but now I'm, I guess, forever gonna be J-Mac. We're hoping that, you know, once we're done playing, one of these TV stations will be smart and they'll put as many Macs as they possibly can in front of a camera just to try to heighten those ratings. So hopefully, once we're all done, we can be in front of a camera really taking this Mac thing nationwide. In our meetings here, I like to be able to joke, lighten the mood, and that's kind of all the time. When I'm at home, my wife can't stand it. Monday, she likes to laugh. Tuesday, she's mad that I'm making too many jokes. So that's the life of J-Mac. I like to have fun, and I think that's the best part of the game. When you're, you take, for instance, our game this past Sunday versus Miami, Stafford got an interception at the end of the game, and you just see all the DBs yelling and jumping, and I think that's the enjoyment of the game. Sometimes you see us in stretch lines at the beginning of practice and somebody's rapping or we're just doing something dumb, and I think that continues to get your energy going and getting you ready to do something that you love to do. It's been a fun time with this group we have. The personalities just seem to all fit perfectly. Antoine Valentino Blake, every name in which he uses. He's a guy that kind of keeps the room alive no matter what. Between him and staff, it could be the most awkward moment and one of them's gonna say a joke and everybody's gonna bust out laughing. I'm happy that they've kept me around to be able to see my 100th game. My mom will smile and she'll be proud of me, so I'll be happy about that. One day I'll probably look back and brag to my kids and try to explain to them that I was a pretty decent football player. We've done a really good job in a short period of time this year developing a mindset and developing who we want to be. And whether we win or lose Sunday, you can tell it's one unit, one family, and everybody's moving in the same direction on the same accord. So I think that's what has a lot of the guys on this team excited and really feel like we're moving in the right direction. For me, I guess the biggest thing is opportunity. 8 years ago now, when I was coming out of college, they took a chance on me and drafted me 203rd, and I enjoy every moment of it. And obviously, I want to bring more wins to this city, but if I was to walk away from the game right now, not have made the playoffs, not have been able to do some of the things, this organization still has done so much for me in my life outside of the field. So very, very thankful and appreciative.